Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stocks fell Friday as fears over a deadly coronavirus in China grow. The Dow dropped 170 points. The S&P had its worst day since early October as healthcare stocks incurred steep losses, down 30 points on Friday. And the NASDAQ lost 87 points. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and a look at the Kansas employment picture today with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Kansas unemployment levels have been at their lowest rate in 40 years for two straight months, but December's rate jumped 0.1% to a still low 3.2. The Kansas Department of Labor says the state ended 2019 with job growth on the strength of 3,400 non-farm jobs in December. Jobs in the healthcare and social assistance industries added 1,000 jobs. Work will begin soon on a 100-acre mixed-use development near Andover. The project is called The Heritage. It will stretch from Douglas Avenue south to Kellogg between Andover Road and Yorktown Parkway. It'll include two residential communities, 6 acres of green space, 340,000 square feet of commercial space. The Heritage has been about 10 years in the making. And the Wichita Women's Fair has new owners, the annual event now being run by Sari Schrepferman and Kathleen Yeoman. The previous owners are Chris Veazey Brown and Deanna Wheeler. They've decided to retire. Schrepferman's been involved in the Women's Fair since it began back in 1998. This year's fair is scheduled for February 21st through the 23rd at Century 2 Expo Hall. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, do you have Super Bowl fever yet?
I do. It's gradually building up. Yesterday was kind of a strange day without any football.
Right, right.
And so I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
You know, they had the kind of weather that it was baseball weather yesterday, and Ted was telling us that the Shocker baseball team, they've already been out for a workout or two. Is that right,
Yeah,
Ted?
They were out on the turf this weekend.
Wow. Well, cold weather baseball, I did that when I was a kid. One year in high school, we started early, and I'll tell you what, I hated it.
That's kind of tough.
Oh, gosh, I'd rather be out there where it's 275 degrees than on a cold day playing baseball. Because every time you...
When it's cold and then you hit the ball just a little bit wrong, right through your hands.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
that's what happened to me all the time. That's terrible. That's a terrible feeling.
Oh,
all right, it's 8, coming up on 8:54, Steve and Ted. And just today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is the United Nations sponsors this. And, you know, in the past few years, there are some people in this world who they've tried to deny that the Holocaust even happened. And I'll tell you, I've read enough history, I've seen enough, and there's too many people who survived to tell the story. And then you had people like Dwight Eisenhower going into those death camps right after at the end of the war.
Right.
And if you can't, if Dwight Eisenhower if you can't trust him to tell you what happened, you can't trust anybody. So
now those folks appear to be willfully ignorant.
Yeah. It was a tragic time. The German people with a leader who wanted to, basically preyed on their prejudices and wanted to give national pride back to them and so forth. And in the process, just some terrible, ugly things and just submerged the entire world into a terrible situation. And, of course, part of that was the Holocaust, where people were not just Jews, but all manner of people. Ted,
the reason this is observed on this day is because it was on this day in 1945 that the Soviets and the Allies began liberating Auschwitz.
Okay, which was one of the...
That was 75 years ago today.
It was one of the terrible, terrible places they had there. All right. Holocaust Remembrance Day. Oh, cheer up now. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, sir, as always this morning. Coming up here at 9 o'clock, top of the hour this morning on KNSS, we're going to have the latest, of course, on the mourning over the death of basketball great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend, as we've been telling you this morning. Also, coming up at 9 o'clock, a look at what's going on with the impeachment trial in the Senate as well. That's on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Now 34 degrees, today's high 47.
Yeah, we got perhaps snow on the way tomorrow, so we'll get to all that. And thanks for being with us today here on KNSS.
This is Dr. Jody Galicia inviting you to join us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.